The new legislative session starts this week in Montpelier. South Hero Representative Mitzi Johnson was elected Speaker of the House. Here are her full remarks.
I stand here humbled by your support and the confidence you've placed in me. And I, like all of us, have much for which to be grateful for today. And at the top of that list for me is my family, some of whom are here today with me, my steadfast partner Bill, my parents, my aunt and political mentor, my sister and my fabulous niece Nora. Thank you for all of the many ways that you have supported and loved me and given me a thick skin, which I think will come in handy. I'm appreciative, too, of all members of the House here for stepping up to serve our communities and the state that we love. It's such a thrill to serve with bright, engaged, and feisty colleagues who care so very deeply. For the many new members joining us, welcome, and my wish for you is that you make an unexpected friendship this biennium. We're each here because we care about our communities, and we want to keep our state on the path to a prosperous future. When things get heated around here, and they will, please remember that the person who is perhaps not bringing out your best self at the moment is also here because they care and they are doing their best to serve our state. My main request for all of you is to focus on being curious and asking good questions. The campaign process tends to herd us towards simple sound bites, kind of like the ones you may have seen on campaign literature. But the answers are not as simple. Take time to understand the problem that we are trying to solve, and we have a lot of tough problems to tackle. We have an economy that boasts one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country for years running. Our median income is higher than that of the national average, but the distribution of good jobs and good wages is not evenly distributed throughout our state. So how can we spread that economic opportunities to all areas of Vermont? We can be proud of the investments that we've made to support our neighbors when they fall on hard times, but too often the same people we are trying to help find themselves trapped in poverty. Because a better job, an overtime shift, or taking a promotion causes them to lose more supports than they would gain in raises. So how can we address this pressing issue and the problem of building ladders out of poverty that don't come with built-in disincentives? We're faced with a changing climate that poses challenges to our agriculture, public health, tourism base, and ecology, as well as our state infrastructure and budget. So how can we do our part to mitigate efforts without threatening our economy? We can come up with a list of complex questions in any area of government and in any one of our jurisdictions and areas of passion. But the big question at the heart of our work is, how do we meet the many challenges of building a strong, healthy future in a way that we can afford? I'll admit that if I had the answers to these questions, I wouldn't have held out on you for 14 years. But I know that together we can tackle them and make progress towards them. We owe that to Vermonters. And we owe Vermonters good, honest, effective state government. That's why I'm asking this House to evaluate state government and prioritize what Vermonters need most so that we may preserve the long-term health and wellness of our state. We're committed to working with the administration to getting this right. To streamline this process, I've also taken a hard look at the areas of jurisdiction for each committee. A resolution before you redistributes responsibilities and evens out workload to support more holistic discussion and focus on the problems that Vermonters need us to address. All of forest policy, as well as parks and recreation, will move to agriculture for a true working lands committee. For the first time in 20 years, energy policy and its associated regulation and consumer protection will be united, joined with telecom and broadband issues in a new energy and technology committee. This committee will have the oversight of IT projects within the state. Not only will it support legislative expertise in IT oversight, but it will also free up government operations to focus on good government and free up commerce to devote more time to economic and job development. And to work to tackle the problem of affordable housing General Housing and Military Affairs will be expanded to an 11-person committee to have the resources they need for the very good work that they do. And to take one step closer to true mental health parity, oversight of mental health policy will move from the Human Services to the Healthcare Committee. Effective democracy honors disagreement and debate. And a member here once said, it's the majority's job to steer the ship, and it's the minority's job to point out the rocks. There's a reason that our system of governance allows the people of the state to choose a majority to lead the way, but understands the importance of dissension. And Vermont is benefited by keeping all perspectives at the table and protecting minority voices. To the member from Milton, to the member from Middletown Springs, to your caucuses, as well as the independents, I pledge to protect your voices and the critical role you play while respectfully and while you respectively and productively point out the rocks. And to the member from Burlington and your caucus, Vermonters have sent you here as the majority party of this chamber to guide this ship. And to you, I pledge my partnership in the difficult work of compromise and governing. I thank you for entrusting me to serve as your speaker and as the third woman speaker of this state. Together, we'll continue to build a stronger, more prosperous future for Vermont. And I look forward to getting to work. Thank you.